Okay, I'm Ron.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we're with the Joy of Marriage Consulting, the Joy of Marriage / Single Consulting Company. And we are doing another podcast, and we're talking today about being celibate but not single. Celibate but not single.
Yes.
You know, though, of course, a lot of singles don't think we can relate to them because we've been married for 34 years.
Yes.
But the thing that they don't understand is that even in marriage, there is a certain type of singleness that you live.
Yes, that's true.
That you have to live, that you have to experience, or if you have the opportunity to experience before you get married, actually helps you in your marriage.
Right, right.
And so, you know, we're talking to the singles today because, you know, there are a lot of singles who are celibate. In other words, they're not having sex outside of marriage, but they're not enjoying their singlehood either.
Right.
And basically, in their mind, in their soul, their mind, their will, and their emotions, they're not enjoying their singlehood because they're looking to the day that they're not single.
Right. Yes.
That they're, you know, that they're married, and they're missing, like, they're missing a big part of when it comes to relationships. That relationships is singles and marriage, and they're missing a big part of the fulfillment that they can get by being enjoying their singlehood.
Right.
Now, you know, we are, of course, we are a biblical teachers, and one of the things that, you know, in our studying and even in our marriage, we found out the first 9 years not being in the Lord, not having Him at the center of the marriage, we found out that we was actually single. We was actually married,
right?
But living single, because we was doing what in our marriage? What was we doing in the first 9 years?
Yes, just living our own lives. You know, I lived my way, and you lived your way, and we was in the same house, but not together.
Exactly,
you know, not one.
Exactly, exactly. So, what we're trying to get the singles to understand is this: there is fulfillment in your singlehood. And when you are about the purpose of being single, or the purpose of singlehood, then you will be fulfilled in that.
Right.
And it will help you to keep from looking to, when I get married, that I'm going to be fulfilled. Because if you want to have a great letdown in your life, singles, listen to this really good. And
wow,
a lot of marriages can tell you this. You want to have a great letdown in your life, and it will be thinking that marriage is going to fulfill you, that it's going to make you whole,
right,
and that it's going to replace something that's missing in your life. You want to have a great letdown?
Yeah.
Allow that to be your mentality in this life. And so, you know, that's why today we're talking about when you are single, you want to live single. You want to experience the fulfillment of singlehood, and that really comes through fulfilling your purpose in life. It's one of the books I'm reading that the writer talks about. There's three choices that you have as a single, and the first one is you can be bitter and frustrated.
Wow.
The second one is you can be looking to every person that you see. One, is that the one?
Right. Oh, my goodness.
Or you can be about filling the purpose in your life until that time comes. And as you're fulfilling your purpose in your life, you will find out. You will know when you are fulfilling the purpose in your life, you will know what fulfillment is, so that when you get into marriage, you will know what fulfillment is.
There you go.
You know.
There you go.
So,
yes, because I was thinking, I said a lot of singles, like you were saying, they don't live their singlehood to the full.
Right.
And so they miss out on that opportunity of, you know, having a full, thriving relationship with the Lord.
Yeah.
Even with their friends, you know, they miss out on the opportunity to just enjoy their singlehood. And so,
go ahead.
Yeah. And so when they miss out on that, like you were saying, they go into marriage thinking that their spouse is going to fulfill them in every way.
Oh, my goodness.
So we have to spend every moment together, and we have to do everything together.
Yes.
And I found that a lot of singles, you know, if they was, you know, into, you know, a ministry or different things that they was doing as a single, they stop doing it when they get married.
Yep, yep.
Because they think, well, now that I'm married, I don't have to do all that anymore.
Right.
And that is not what marriage is about.
Right.
It is about you bringing your full, fulfilled person into that marriage.
Right.
And getting with another person that's fulfilled. And then the two become one. And that's where the wonderful, awesome part of marriage comes about.
And so, you know, like you said, the key is two whole people, two fulfilled people, coming together to make one.
Right.
And singles, that's what we're trying, you know, that's, we have in our Joy of Marriage / Singles Retreat, December 13th and 14th. And that's one of the things that we're going to be talking about. How do you become whole?
Mm-hmm.
How do you become a total one person?
Right.
Fulfilled in their singlehood.
Mm-hmm.
How do you walk that out?
Right.
And you know, as we teach from the Word of God, the Word of God has logical ways on how to do that,
right?
So that while you are single, you are fulfilled. You're not just celibate,
right?
But you're celibate and you're single and you are fulfilled.
Wow.
In your, you know, in your singlehood. The other thing about singlehood is this, is that, see, like us being married, there is things that she has, that she does, that fulfills her, and there's things that I do that fulfills me, that is separate
right.
from each other.
I was thinking about that.
So we're still, you know, even though we're married,
right,
there's still a portion of our life that's single, and that's so important because, you know, I don't know if you heard the saying, absence make the heart grow fonder.
Right, yeah.
Because what it allows to happen is by me doing my thing and she doing her thing, when we do come together, that's more fulfilling,
right?
Because while we was doing our thing, then in being married, you know, once we come back together, that makes life more fulfilling.
Right, right. You're excited about being together.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
You know, when you think about, okay, well, later on tonight, you know, we're going to be able to watch a movie together, you know, and cuddle together.
Yeah.
You know, that makes it, you know, you look forward to it.
Yes.
Because you missed each other.
Yes.
You know, you've been busy doing your thing that day and separated in that sense. So when you're able to come back together, it's fun.
Yeah. Yes, you know, yes. So as a single, you need to have that preparation in your life already.
Right.
Because one of the biggest things that happen with singles is that they get married, you know, once they get into marriage, and because they wasn't fulfilled in their singlehood, they look to their spouse to be the all in all.
Everything, that's right.
And so, and they're looking for their spouse to fulfill 24/7. And it never happens because it's impossible for that spouse to do it.
Yes.
They can't be everything that they need them to be.
It's unfair to even ask that. You know, a person cannot do that, you know.
And in fact, there was a study done that it says, and this is the reason why relationships don't work. Okay, singles. This is the reason why you get in a relationship with somebody. It'll last about about 2 to 3 years.
I think that was it.
2 to 3 years, and then a relationship ends.
Yeah.
And what's the reason that relationship ends?
Wow.
Because those singles have sucked all the life out of each other.
And that's the perfect analogy.
So that neither one of them have anything else to give.
Mm-mm.
And they wake up one day and they see each other and they're like, I thought you was the one.
Yes. Oh,
but what has happened is because they was looking to this other person. This is even before marriage.
Yes.
They're looking to this other person. They have given everything they had to give.
Right.
Both of them. Mm-hmm. And then they have nothing else to give. Mm-hmm. And then that relationship is over.
Yes. Wow.
So.
Wow.
So.
And then that's another heartbreak.
Yes.
And heartache that you have to get over.
Yes. And, yes.
And God has such a much better way.
Yeah.
You know, a much better plan.
So on December 13th and the 14th, 2018, in Chattanooga, Tennessee, at the Embassy Suite Embassy Suites.
Yes.
We'll be having our Joy of Marriage / Singles Conference. That's a Thursday and a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in the Georgia area, the Tennessee area, the Dalton area,
mm-hmm.
you don't even have to stay there. You can just come to the conference.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And because on that Thursday, the 13th, we're going to start at, I think, 7 o'clock. Yeah, 7 o'clock.
Was it 7?
7, yeah. Okay. I think we said it was 6, but we're going to start at 7 p.m.
Okay.
To allow people to drive up.
Okay.
So we'll start at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then that Friday, we're not starting until 12 noon.
Right.
And on that Friday, we're going to have a session with the marriages
mm-hmm.
and the singles. On Thursday night, it's going to be a session with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to have a time with the marriages and a time with the singles. And this is going to be an awesome time. And singles, the reason why you want to be there is that it's preparation for holy matrimony, but even more so to teach you how to enjoy your singlehood
mm-hmm.
where you are right now, because enjoying your singlehood, that is preparation for holy matrimony.
Yes, it is.
Because
yes, it is.
You want to be, when you say I do, you want to be marrying another whole person.
Yes.
You don't want to be marrying a half person, mm-mm. a three-quarters person,
wow.
a 90%. You want to be marrying a whole person such as yourself, so that when y'all come together, y'all come and hold the holy matrimony with the Lord as the middle and be able to have a marriage that is full of joy.
Yeah.
That for 25 years we have gotten to experience because of, once again, we came into the fullness of who we are in far as being single in the marriage
mm-hmm.
and having Christ as the center of our marriage.
Yes.
You can go to our website, thejoyofmarriageconsulting.com,
yep.
to register for this conference. There is a small fee that will be, listen, it is a priceless investment
right.
that you will be making in yourself. You want to give yourself a great Christmas gift?
Yes.
Come to the Joy Marriage / Singles Consulting Retreat December 13th and the 14th.
Yes. And if you don't know what to give somebody else
as
a Christmas gift,
great, dog, great.
That will be a great Christmas
gift
you could, you know, give to a friend,
mm-hmm.
family member,
yes.
you know, coworker. You know, you're looking for that special gift and you're like, well, they have everything. Well, guess what? You know, this is some biblical wisdom that they're going to be able to get that will change their whole life.
Yes.
So what better Christmas gift than that?
Yeah. Yeah. I heard of this, this couple got married, and the daddy, I think he spent, it's about two or three stories I've heard of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think this particular marriage, the daddy spent $10,000 on the wedding.
My God.
$10,000 on the wedding.
Wow.
6 months later, they was divorcing.
Oh my goodness.
6 months after he had spent $10,000. You know what that tells me though?
Oh my goodness.
He spent $10,000 on the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
They spent zero.
Zero.
On the marriage.
Oh my goodness.
And guess what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Wow.
So, we want to encourage you again. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Please share this. We're going to be doing more. So please share this if it's been a blessing to you.
Wow.
God bless you.
And we love you.